Warning, the following podcast is not safe for work. In fact, it's beyond not safe for work. If your boss found you listening to this show, you would likely be fired, then tarred and feathered, then maybe drawn and quartered, but that's getting a little ahead of ourselves. The bottom line is, don't listen to this outside of headphones around anyone whose opinion of you care about. Somewhere in the upcoming episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction. Not yet, Thomas. Kiss me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know, I actually, I can't help but pucker up in my butt when you say that. The butt puckers are involuntary.
The butt puckers.
Please don't. I don't want to stick a bottle of sour apple pucker in my butt whenever you say that. That's not good.
I can help you with that, Steve-O.
Thanks, Satan. I'd rather go back to HGTV Satan now.
There. Welcome to While You Were Out.
Friday Night Fan Fiction will get started in a moment, but first, here's another show on the Nerdy Show Network that you should check out.
Are you troubled by stale podcasts in the middle of the night?
Do you love films that feature the busting of spooks, specters, or ghosts?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is an RPG audio drama combining tabletop gaming and cinematic paranormal elimination adventures.
Call the professionals at nerdyshow.com/ghostbusters.
We're ready to believe you.
The following program is rated M for Mature and not intended for audiences under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down, and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fan Fiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
We're back!
Yay!
David, David, do you have me on speakers?
Why would I have you on speakers?
I don't know. Echo! Oh, it's you, Val.
Why don't you go eat several sides of dick?
Hold on. Let me. Do you want me to go grab a sack of dick?
Bean dick burrito.
David. Okay.
The dickarito.
All right. So here
the
we
dickarito.
Go.
The
dickarito. I'm not just giving you the 45 degree angle bow of Japanese businessmen. This is me putting my face to the floor in apology. All right.
Oh shit.
I am performing Cirque du Soleil here to apologize to you.
That's crazy.
Yes, and I'm also presenting my fully dilated anus at you, but that's unintentional.
Well, that's just you being normal, man. Let's be honest.
Wow.
So this is Friday Night Fan Fiction, take 3 of the episode for tonight. We are ridiculously late. It is 9:08 p.m. We've had a series of false starts and equipment malfunctions, but joining me tonight are David, Sean, Val, and our guests, who will unfortunately not be reading due to most of the technical difficulties, are Nodachi and Bubbles, but we still love you.
Hello again.
Love them. They are the best.
Hello, in the Revision biblical 3. Way. All right, so we tried reading a whole bunch of stuff. I do want to go back to at least one because I know Bubbles is a very big fan of My Little Pony. Isn't that correct?
Love the ponies.
Okay.
You should see my wall of plush. It's like 400 strong.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's a lot of strong.
That's a lot of Terra strong, yeah. Could you take a picture of it and send it to us?
Oh, yeah. She has a picture already.
Oh, sweet shit. All right. So we are going to be reading a My Little Pony story. One that we did read at BronyCon. So, and I'm going to have to remove all the stories that we didn't read so that people don't get previews in post. So this is Masturbation for Dummies, Gold Edition. And first up is David being refereed
gold
by Val.
Gold Edition.
Yes, this is certified Game of the Year by Bethesda.
Listen, every fucking game is Game of the Year nowadays.
Yep.
I don't remember when Two Worlds 2 won Game of the Year in any outlet.
I can't take any game seriously where the evil entity is called the Taint. I'm sorry.
I just wish they would just do things like, I don't know.
But I've been told Two Worlds 2 is getting old.
Definitive Edition is fine. Like, I'm okay with that. But if you fucking call it some bullshit like Game of the Year, no. Fucking Brink never won Game of the Year. What other fucking games of the year do I have in my goddamn Steam?
Okay,
library?
Dave, can you look through your Steam list after you read your page, please?
Now, Rocket Bird's Hard Boiled Chicken. That's a fucking game of the year right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. The library in Ponyville was entirely dark.
Oh my God, Richard Attenborough, I missed you.
I'm his cousin, Dave Attenborough.
Mark Attenborough. No. Dylan Attenborough.
It's a Terry. It sounds like his cousin would be Terry.
Terry the Hulk Attenborough.
Oh, God. With black curtains covering the windows, brother, and wooden door locked, brother. Spike was currently out doing errands for Rarity, who had the largest arms in the world, brother.
Oh, my God.
It was the first time since she arrived in Ponyville that Twilight Sparkle finally was alone. She trotted over to a section she rarely even went to, the adult section.
Ooh.
It was uncommon for ponies to use this because none of them are adults, otherwise they'd all have actual jobs. Most of them being younger stallions and mares who would always check the books out with a sheepish look on their face. Sex and clopping. Even thinking about it.
I smell sex and clopping here.
We are, yes.
What's clopping?
Oh, it's something
clopping
that...
is where you take your hoof against your dick and you're like...
I don't have a hoof.
So wait, you play table tennis with your genitals while sounding like a moron?
Pretty much.
If that's the sound that your penis makes, you should see a doctor.
Hey, just because you didn't stick a metronome in your penis doesn't mean you have to judge everybody else for it.
If I do that, I'll have perfect timing. I'll be right back.
Oh.
Maybe he'll be good at DDR then. Oh, sick burn! Sick burn, brah!
Wait a minute!
Hashtag cancel Stepstream, brah!
Wait a minute! You haven't faced me in Stepmania since like 2 years ago, so do me a favor. Yeah. I'll load up a list.
My back is fucking broken, alright? I'm a vegetable, Steve. Thanks.
Are you broccoli? Are you asparagus? You need to elaborate.
If I were a vegetable, what kind of vegetable would I be?
He'd be a sweet potato.
She's giving me a sideways look. She tilted her head to the other side now. Now she's
really thinking hard, but trying not to laugh because the question is just ludicrous.
David, you would be a summer squash.
Wait, she's about to talk. Tell them. Come on, you need to say, they're all waiting for this. Garlic bulb, ladies and gentlemen. Garlic bulb, all right.
So you smell.
No, I don't. I smell delicious.
I love the smell of garlic.
Dude, Pokemon fusion. Garlic and Gardevoir.
Gardevoir. All right, please continue.
All right.
I'm kind of a little radish.
But I'm not red. In fact, I'm the opposite. There was something, however, Twi never thought about. She knew about what it was and how it worked, but she never really had much of an interest for it, except for scientific reasons. At least, that was the case until now.
Her heat cycles were usually mild. Even when she was feeling, she could easily ignore it. But today was somehow different. Right now, it felt like her loins were on fire. And when she checked herself in the mirror, she could see her vagina was soaked with lubrication. Push. Even after trying to wipe it up multiple times, she tried a cold shower, ice, and even going so far as to searching for a spell that could sate her dripping marehood, but nothing worked.
Don't ever say dripping marehood ever again, please.
How about a diaper?
No, Twilight Tinkle!
She continued walking down the short aisle until she came to a shelf with a book on it.
It was Larry the Cable Guy's autobiography.
Get he left it there when he was in Ponyville last time.
Oh, she's just like, what does get ah done mean?
It's the race that she's late for.
The outside of the text was painted gold and void of any art except for a title. Using her magic, she levitated out and looked at the cover. Masturbation for Dummies. Gold edition.
She sighed, her face still flushed from both her heat and embarrassment on the subject as she picked up the book and headed upstairs to her bedroom. While she began to read the first chapter. She hopped on top of the bed and laid down on her back, spreading her haunches like the book instructed.
Quick aside, real fast. Grass Dragon, who is the author of Twilight Tinkle, the P My Little Pony story we read at BronyCon, says, Bubbles, sorry about the pony fic I wrote.
It seemed to be enjoyed by everyone, so...
It was enjoyed by half. It was enjoyed by half, and the other half wanted none of it, so 50-50.
Ever since I was a little boy, all I've
wanted. Oh, I read the reviews. It actually went over really well.
Wait, we got reviews?
Yeah, I have to write the reviews, and everyone in my room has to write a review. Who works it?
Oh, shit. I'm curious now.
I had to grade you.
Oh my god.
Did we get like a B minus?
No. Let's finish the story and then I want to hear the grades.
Oh, is it going to be like a grand reveal? Stay tuned, kids, for at the end of the episode, you'll see what grade Friday Night Fanfiction made.
And I'll also tell the story of how I jerked off in a... Wait, I already did that.
See, he jerked off in a pool table one
no,
time.
No, it was a latex ball, not a pool table. What? How do you
just
even
right
do
right there
that?
In the corner... Right there in the corner pocket. He slid his dick right in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Creepers. Haunches back. Okay, now where we're at.
The position made Twilight feel uncomfortable as she thought about how vulnerable she was right now. She relaxed and then continued her reading.
Now that you're in the missionary position,
Jesus
reach
Christ
your
Dave.
Hoof down to your vagina and begin to rub your hoof softly against it.
No. David, that V word, that is the clinical, technical definition of the organ. Say the goddamn word.
Penis.
Say vagina.
Mom spaghetti.
I hate you so much.
Go as fast or as slow as you're comfortable with, and remember, the most important part is to relax and have fun with it. Twilight did exactly that, using one of her free hooves to reach down as she started playing with her. The moment she pressed against herself, Twilight moaned loudly, and she experienced sexual gratification for the first time. She tried to stifle her noises as she continued to pleasure herself, but to no avail. It was like she was scratching an itch that she had for a long time, and she was going to scratch it hard. Waves of pleasure and stimulation washed over her body, and it sent shivers up her spine. Her tongue lollygagged out of her mouth as she began clopping herself silly.
She continued rubbing herself, playing with her delicate folds as she began to read the instructions once again. After a few minutes, feel free to begin playing with your clitoris. That is
wait,
the
why can you say
of-
that? I want to know.
Because it's funny.
And saying vagina or vagina isn't funny?
Shh, shh. Use the technical term for it, you know.
I never write medical textbooks. You will fail miserably.
That is the nub at the top of your genitals. This is the only part of the body purely designed for sexual pleasure, so don't hesitate to go all out.
It starts rubbing so fast it grinds into the cement.
No! Twilight set her child on fire. It was a bad day for her.
You just had to censor yourself. What the shit?
That's right. I went there. Raised her hoof up to find her swollen clit.
Okay, next up is Sean being refereed by... Wait, he can't be refereed by Sean, so refereed by me.
He can't be refereed by Sean, because that's him.
Sean
unless
is...
It's evil Sean.
It's the Sean Show, featuring Sean and Sean calling from his cell phone.
But they're all the different ways of spelling Sean. Sean with an E, Sean with a W, Sean with a U.
It's pronounced seen.
Yes.
God damn it.
Twilight yelped. As she brushed her clit, she felt that it was the source of her heat. And the moment she touched it, Twilight could feel the fire starting. Fuck.
We didn't start the fire.
Twilight could feel the fire start to burn down for Fort McMurray.
No! No!
It wasn't Fort McMurray.
No, Dave, we're done with that joke. We're finished. We're done.
She continued rubbing it as fast as she could, her eyes almost rolling to the back of her head. Her mind was blank, only registering the pleasure and sensations coming from her nethers. She felt something coming, and her skin started getting goosebumps.
Goosebumps by R.L. Stein.
Or his, or the parody series Gooflumps by R.U. Slum.
That was a thing?
Yeah, go look it up.
Hold on. Gooflumps. Gooflumps is the name of what?
Yeah,
stay
I told you it was
real. Bathroom. Oh.
Yeah, fucking great, isn't it?
It's probably the same quality as the Vegemorphs books.
I didn't know
finally.
That was a thing either.
Yep.
You don't know a lot of things are things, Steve.
I know.
I noticed that about you.
I'm a sheltered child.
Stop being so sheltered, bro.
Finally, that feeling exploded as her first orgasm almost caused her to black out.
Boom!
Her body arched upwards into the air as pussy juices shot out of her onto the bed, drenching the sheets with her mare cum. Her body turned into a convoluted mess of twitches as she half moaned, half screamed in ecstasy at her first climax. It took almost 10 seconds before she flopped back onto the bed, her eyes dazed and her body panting.
So not her mouth, but her body is just panting on its own.
Yeah. Twilight lay there for a few moments, lying in the bliss of her post-orgasm, as she wondered why she hadn't done this sooner. It felt like all of her anxiety, all her problems, all her insecurities melted away at that very moment, and she didn't have to worry about anything else.
So wait a minute, are horses one of the animals that performs masturbation?
No idea.
Because I know not every animal does it.
Soon, though, the fire began to burn again, which annoyed Twilight. That was supposed to stop it. She searched through the book until she came to a section dedicated to magic. For all you unicorns, lay on your stomachs and stick your buttocks in the air.
God damn it, Larry, get the fuck out of here.
In this position, cast the spell as seen down below to indicate the phallus spell.
Why? Yes. Why? As Sean is saying it in that voice, Lack of Sense says, yes, Steve-O, it's called belly slapping, to which I heard, it's called belly slapping. Thanks, Larry. You've now told me about horse masturbation. It's great.
You're welcome.
Stop.
This will give you the most pleasure with your masturbation needs and can also work on partners, male and female. Now get her done!
No, I don't want to get anything done with you.
After a few brief moments of looking over the spell, she assumed the position, her rump sticking in the air with her tail raised high, exposing her vagina and anus. A purple glow came from her horn as she casted the spell, causing a bright light to emanate from it. She looked behind her and saw a transparent object floating behind her butt.
It was Thomas the Tank Engine!
No!
He's gonna pull a train on her.
Motherfucker, come on! Come on, motherfucker, come on! That's all I got.
No, that was great.
A dark liquid covered it, and the size was proportional to a gifted stallion. A splat of lube from Twilight's pussy dropped onto the bed below her, and her blush once again rose on her cheeks as her jaw dropped from looking at the size. She had no idea that the magical dildo would fit inside, but Twi wanted to find out.
Suddenly, a ruptured vaginal wall later.
Ah!
Slowly, she brought the spell up to her vulva, gently rubbing it with the tip.
You see, David, that's how you pronounce technical terms for genitalia.
Tip?
No,
The now familiar feeling caused her to sigh in relief as it gently poked and prodded her, rubbing against her now sensitive mare hood and her thighs. It began pushing inside the unicorn very slowly until it felt a slight resistance. Twilight winced in pain as it broke her hymen, and a light amount of blood was now dripping out of her. The blood caused Twilight to panic for a moment, and she probably would have stopped right there if she didn't know this would happen. She took a few deep breaths, and returned her thoughts to focusing on the artificial member now inside her. Pushed deeper into her, the squish. Fake penis, now about halfway in. During this, Twilight moved her hoof up her stomach and began to play with her clit, adding to her self-indulgence. Once it was up to the medial ring, it slowly began to pull out and push back in. Her vaginal walls clamped down hard on it as it began rutting the purple mare. The library was filled with the sounds of wet slapping as the toy began to fuck her, increasing the pace of its thrusts. Twilight was starting to get loud, her moans echoing through the hallways of books. She was pretty sure anyone passing by her home would hear her sounds of enjoyment, but she didn't care. The euphoria that the spell was giving her was explicit. When it pushed further into Twilight, she screamed in pleasure.
Okay.
I can't come up with anything better to say. How do you scream out in pleasure otherwise? Besides, if you need to have a fucking producer up there to hit the delay at just the right moment so it goes,
And the dildo continued to hump her. With every thrust, it went deeper and deeper into Twilight's pussy until it pressed her uterus.
God damn it, Dave!
What? What, Steve?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because I'm in the middle of doing something too. Sean, please continue.
The itch was definitely being scratched
Steve!
Now.
That's not the right Wolfenstein.
What happened?
Wait, no. No. Let Sean finish and then we'll talk about it.
Don't talk to me that way, wife. Also, the neighbors have the cops.
No, we're cops outside.
I'm gonna go stare nosily.
Wait, what the? All right, Sean. Now you can continue. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Neither do I. The itch was definitely being scratched now as Twilight dropped to the bed and continued to be pounded. After several more minutes of this, David, mute your mic. She came hard on to the object, spouts of pussy juice shooting from the sides of the phallus object while her vagina began contracting as her second climax took control of her. Twilight rolled around in the bed as a shockwave of pleasure filled her entire being, while she experienced a pleasure that nothing has come close to before.
Not even that time she went to pachinko?
Not even that time she had Taco Bell?
Oh,
damn.
That was a twofer. It was the day she had Taco Bell and won pachinko.
Her magic dissipated and staggered, causing the spell in the replicant stallion hood to disappear, leaving a sweaty body, messy bedsheets, and one happy mare behind. And that's it.
I know. I'm waiting for David to get back so we can talk about what just happened.
So that was read at BronyCon.
That was read at BronyCon, yes. The other ones we read at BronyCon, we basically all already read on the show, including Rainbow Dash beats Sonic in a race, and Rainbow and Sonic have a religious experience, all of which are wonderful.
Yes.
I'll wait for David to get back with the cops.
Hold on, I'm having headset issues.
Oh, please. Your last headset lasted like 7 years. Please don't tell me this one's already breaking.
Okay, maybe no more headset issues. I don't know.
Okay, so during that time, David sent me a Steam gift. It says, "You've received a gift, Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus. Steve, please, I implore to gift Wolfenstein 2. Best wishes, Dav." Now, I was already in the midst of doing the same thing for David. Only, David, please read what I sent you.
Steve said, actually, I don't have it anymore.
Really?
Eric Kraneller accepted the gift, and now I can't get that message back.
Are you serious?
All right, serious.
It said, Dave, here, I gave you fucking Wolfenstein. Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up. I fucking hate you. XOXOXO, love, Steve. And I gave him Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
It was wrong. It was wrong Wolfenstein. How could he do?
Well, I mean, them's the breaks, Dave. Also, what's the deal with the cops?
There are cops outside my house, probably yelling at the neighbors or some shit. I don't know.
Wait a minute. So what? Were your neighbors doing something?
I don't fucking know. I don't care. I hate those assholes.
All right. Well, we're going to go back to Thomas the Tank Engine and tension relief, if you don't mind.
They fucking badmouthed my wife to the fucking assholes who were... not. They weren't assholes. They're fixing up our fucking yard and shit. And he's like, why didn't they call me for this? I'm like, because we did call you for this. You didn't fucking show up.
Tonight on Friday Night Fanfiction, David rants about police and his neighbors.
Steve, I'm so sick of you talking about me like that. Gif Wolfenstein.
All right, this is Thomas the Tank Engine in Tension Relief, which we had already read, but we had to remove due to copyright issues. So, for the second time tonight, I am going to try to start us off being refereed by David. David, do your goddamn job.
Okay, but do your job.
And Gif Wolfenstein.
Gif Wolfenstein!
He sounds like an evil German scientist.
I gave Steve Wolfenstein.
Yes, I will get you Wolfenstein, Dave. I will buy you Wolfenstein 3D plus Spear of Destiny.
Oh, yes. That was... wait a minute.
That's not all right. I want to do this, if you don't mind me. Thomas held Rosie close to him in the quiet of the empty steamworks. He had suggested that he and Rosie spend the night there to give her the chance to relax. Don't do it.
Do it.
Rosie had refused at first, but relented when she realized that Thomas only wanted to help her relax and to help her forget her torment for one evening.
Today I learned that steam engines hate life.
Come on, motherfucker, come on.
So, is Rosie gonna have the same super deep
Thomas?
No.
Rosie, no. Rosie, yes, whispered to him,
I love you so much. You're just so good to me.
The only way to make it work.
I love you too, Steve-O.
I said the only way to make it worse is to bring back Nixon.
I'm not. No, Nixon's getting a week reprieve. Nixon's in rehab right now. We don't have to do anything you are comfortable with, Thomas said quickly. We can just talk if you want, or we can kiss if that's what you want. I just want you to relax tonight. I want you to put everything aside for tonight and relax.
I've been reading this really great book by Larry the Cable Guy called Masturbation for Dummies Gold Edition. I don't know what it means to cast a spell, but you know what? I'll try.
And suddenly, Thomas summoned a dildo made entirely out of steam and burnt Rosie to a crisp.
Oh, that is not a good ending.
That's one of the bad endings of the Choose Your Own Adventure book. Which, by the way, I was reminded of one of my favorite ones while we were talking, which was Choose Your Own Adventure, Explore the Black Hole. Not racist or sexual.
I had a Choose Your Own... my favorite one was this one about the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty great. It was like all these like Celtic legends and shit that would show up, including the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, nice.
But, like, early in the book, you could choose not to go to Loch Ness, and it's just like, you go back to your room and you play video games, the end.
Yeah, you got the best ending!
Right? I'm like, yeah, I played Sonic 2 all day!
Fuck yeah, I finally beat, was it Vector Man? Because that game is fucking tragic. Hard, man.
Game's not good.
It's a good... I like it.
I like the game Balls, too, you know?
Oh, Balls is shit. Balls is Balls is on par with Shaq Fu, maybe a little worse.
I don't know. Shaq Fu had that one hot cat girl lady who looked like Michelle Obama.
So do you rate the quality of your fighting games not on the control scheme, not on the animations, not on the fighting style or mechanics or fairness whatsoever, but on does it have hot cat girl?
I mean, don't you?
It's mostly hot girl, but, you know, I mean, like Injustice 2 has a Power Girl skin for Supergirl. It's great. So, you know.
All right, can I get back to ruining Thomas the Tank Engine for everyone?
I mean, if you must, my fighting games.
Well, I gotta brush my ass, and then I gotta brush my teeth, and then I got to be funky.
And brush your clit.
And then you've gotta, like, GIF Wolfenstein.
Yeah, I'm reading. We'll see what it can do when I'm not.
It's working! Steve is caving to peer pressure!
That's what he thinks.
Oh, because Thomas.
You shouldn't give me Wolfenstein.
Let's talk first, then.
All right, Rosie, what do you want to talk about?
How much I love you, and how much I want to kiss you.
Ugh. When you say it like that, it sounds like this. Like all you need is that suspenseful, like squeaky violin music that plays
yes.
at the beginning of every tense scene.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Thomas began to kiss Rosie with great care and sensitivity. Rosie blushed as she moved closer to Thomas, reveling in his soft touch upon her. He was so kind and caring, never being too rough or too gentle. He's a fucking tank engine!
Come on, motherfucker, come on.
He was exactly perfect for her. She loved how he kissed her and held her close to her. He truly...
He can't hold her, he has no arms.
Details!
Honestly, I got so lost in the narrative that I forgot.
Oh,
really? Oh, where was I? And she never wanted to leave him. Soon, Thomas began to kiss her more passionately, flushing. Whoosh.
No, not catching on fire, flushing.
No, that was a toilet.
That was a shitty toilet.
Ba-dum-tsh. Rosie kissed him even harder. She was feeling herself needing to kiss Thomas and told him even closer and hold it. Son of a bitch. David, good job catching that. I edited it
in
post.
Good job, Steve.
Now, GIF Wolfenstein, I'm not doing it. To hold.
No, I didn't say that. That's something I reserve only for special occasions. I'll just throw that out willy-nilly.
All right, fine. To hold him even closer and to kiss him with such forceful passion. Very carefully, Rosie ran her tongue across Thomas's lips. Thomas opened his mouth and let Rosie's tongue dart inside. She was blushing profusely. That isn't profusely a term normally reserved for bleeding?
No.
No.
It means a lot.
Okay. So blushing profusely is she spent 19 hours in a tanning booth without any protection.
Steve.
No, that... No.
Gift thesaurus.
I might do that, but completely lost in her love for him. For a while, the two were simply kissing each other with deep passion. Rosie emitted a faint moan of longing when Thomas broke off. This was two Jeremy Clarksons making out.
That's what I want, Daddy. Give it to me.
This was amplified when Thomas kissed her cheeks and brow very sweetly and delicately. He was making her feel nothing but pure love and adoration of him, which was exactly how he felt about her. Thomas was only interested in making sure his love was content and enjoying the evening. Rosie's eyes fluttered open. Dimly, she noticed that Thomas was moving her backwards towards the lift. She knew what Thomas was about to do, and she decided she wanted something else from him instead.
Thomas, stop, please.
Thomas stopped, looking at Rosie with love and concern in his eyes. What's wrong, Rosie? Don't you want me to do this?
More than anything, my Thomas, I want you. I want to taste you first. Thomas.
I made myself really uncomfortable.
Great job.
Let me please you first.
Thomas was as red as James, realizing what his love meant to do. Oh, Rosie, I wanted to do this for you. Rosie was now inches from him, her eyes hungry and her face full of intent. Thomas licked his lips nervously. Rosie was driving him wild inside. All his arguments against this had melted away as he gazed at his love.
Do you want to help me, Thomas?
Rosie breathed. No. What?
No.
It's like if you took all the comedic noise out of our Palpatine impressions and just inserted pure malice. Thomas now trembled as he as his love looked him directly in the eyes. Yes.
Do you want me to be distracted, Thomas?
Yes. Thomas whispered. Next up is Val being refereed by Sean.
Ten. Yes, ten. Then move backwards to the lifts, Thomas. No, drop your fire.
Save. Oh my god. Go back and
drop your fire.
Can you start it over one more time?
Yes. Then move backwards to the lifts, Thomas.
All right, I'm appropriately now tight.
Let me love you.
No!
I wouldn't say it was that strong. It was good.
Rosie pushed Thomas backwards towards the lifts. Clearly, she was intent upon her goals. Thomas blushed as his love kissed him with passion, holding him close. Without hands, look, Mom!
The ultimate mime.
Yep. And slipping her tongue past his lips again, intertwining them in a passionate dance of love.
Thanks so much, Grass Dragon says, well, I have a fear boner.
Drop your fire, Thomas. I want you to enjoy this.
We could produce a horror movie to fucking night, I swear.
Thomas obeyed, captured spellbound by Rosie's eyes.
He better fucking obey if she's talking to him like that.
He was slightly shaking as the lift began to raise him skyward.
He was shaking in utter fear for his life.
Mommy!
Mommy!
As he went up, he could feel himself becoming exposed to Rosie. His internal workings were revealed to her as he sat upon the lift, perpendicular to the ground.
It's Thomas the Tank Engine in Marilyn Monroe's skirt over an air vent.
He couldn't help but blush, feeling his face burn. Though it was nothing like the inner fire that had been developing within and was now burning bright.
Inner fire, wasn't that a Eurobeat song?
No, it was just like a desert remix of Inner Sandman.
Oh, okay.
Rosie simply stared at Thomas, revealed to her in all his glory.
Thomas Tank Engine, top it. I can't do it.
Thomas was familiar, yet strange. There were many places on him that she knew she would spend time upon. The most important,
isn't it?
Yes.
Boom.
The most important of these was a steam port.
Yes.
A nozzle-type device pointing down to where the ground would normally be. This, she knew, was the place where excess steam would be drained to help relieve boiler pressure. Every steam engine had such a place. Hers was an open hole on their own underside.
All right, hold on a second. So I looked up Eurobeat song names, and here's the front cover. Here are the ones with the word fire in it. Night of Fire, Disco Fire, Boom Boom Fire, Wheels of Fire, Made of Fire.
Beautiful.
That's a lot of names.
No, there's more, but those are the only ones I can find that have the name fire in it. So Thomas is fire. Yeah, we'll do a Dave Rogers remix of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Beautiful. There we go. In that instant, Rosie knew she was to do what she was to do. Okay. Delicately, she touched Thomas's port with her tongue, flicking it once. Flick. Thomas groaned.
Ugh. Oh, please never make that noise ever again, please. I love you, wife. Do not do that.
I make it all the time, dude.
Yeah. Ugh.
Well, maybe I should stop calling her David in bed. Wait, what?
Hey, man, whatever floats your boat, bro. All
right. Thomas groaned. Not like that. Trembling. Though he had been trembling from the beginning. Rosie couldn't help but smirk at this.
Thomas! You're so beautiful!
Thanks, Wooly.
In a world ravaged by trains.
Rosie whispered to him.
Are you scared, my Thomas? You're shaking!
I can't help it! Thomas shuddered. You're just so amazing, Rosie! Have you ever done this before?
It's like Rosie has him held hostage.
Wait,
I have
that?
Your keys, Thomas!
Never, but I think I know exactly what you need. Do you want me to do this?
I know. Absolutely not. What I am going to do is I'm going to look up Thomas and Rosie costumes for the next convention we go to.
Rosie gently stroked Thomas's port with her tongue, making him moan and shake harder.
Oh, poor child. And fucking poor
and the
child.
The dog just went bark.
So, hold on. Bit aside. Look in the general chat. I'm looking at this while Val's doing the reading.
Oh, wow.
Please, no.
It's a great thing to hide your dick in.
No! Rosie! Don't stop!
There's the next image that you just saved the voice for.
Yes, Laza, I love you too. Oh, what kind of bootleg is that? Wow. All right. Rosie gently licked Thomas's port as if it were an ice cream. Wait, do tank engines have ice cream at times?
Well, if you go to the dining car, yes.
Oh, okay. Making Thomas quake, Rosie was very good despite her inexperience. Her tongue swirled around him, surrounding him and making him moan with pleasure. It was clear that Rosie was giving Thomas immense satisfaction and pleasure. Thomas. Thomas?
Thomas.
Thomas. Yes, Thomas.
You don't need to pronounce the H.
Look, I have a handicap, okay?
That's not a handicap.
Yes, I have a handicap. I'm Canadian. I'm French Canadian.
You're French Canadian. Yes, that is the handicap.
I lived a long life without having Thomas the Tank Engine ruined on a sexual level. It was a good run.
All right, Thomas. Damn it, I lost my Thomas. Yes, I lost my Thomas. Oh, it was clear that Rosie was giving Thomas immense satisfaction and pleasure as she continued to work upon him. Then, Rosie stopped for a moment. Thomas was about to ask her why she had stopped, when suddenly he felt something cool and wet drizzling onto his port. He shuddered violently as he realized Rosie was gently drooling onto him.
Ugh.
Ugh. Ugh. Soaking him before she proceeded to lick it all away. It's kind of gross.
Yep.
Moaning louder than ever, Thomas could not believe how sensitive and powerful Rosie was upon him.
Oh,
stop!
Thomas!
God damn it!
Rosie murmured. How turned on are you?
None whatsoever. If it could be a negative number, it would be.
How do you feel?
I feel like I need to reevaluate every decision I made leading my life up to this point.
Because I'm so wet right now.
Oh, Rosie, don't stop, please. You're just too good. Too good!
I'm done.
I know you are. David, you're up. Being refereed by Val.
Why am I up? Why am I always up? Why do I gotta keep being up? All I'm trying to do is watch a cartoon about a bunny that eats the shit out of fuckers, and you're making me do stuff.
Well, yes, that is part of your contract.
Oh, damn it, that contract keeps coming back to bite me in the ass.
Yeah, and there's nothing in the contract about giving Wolfenstein, so eat it up.
No, it's right there, subsection 3. It says, gift Wolfenstein.
No, it says you can ask to gift Wolfenstein.
And I did, and he's supposed to deliver, but he doesn't. Anyway, page 4, right?
Page 3.
That was close.
You're always close! Now, can you keep up?
What do you think of Thomas when you turned on? Do you think of me sucking you off?
David, I'm not comfortable with this. It's too happy. I need my fear boner back, David.
Do you think of me covered in you?
Yes, I'm happy / content.
Rosie's voice was thick with seductive tones. She knew that this would do to Thomas, and what this was doing for herself as well. Thomas's mind was flooded with impossible images of Rosie underneath him, her lips sealed around his port and sucking deeply, her eyes big and sparkling with love and lust. Suddenly, Thomas moaned with absolute pleasure. Rosie was making his dream come true. Rosie had gently wrapped her lips around Thomas's port, delicately applying the pressure to him as she caressed him with her tongue.
There was no D, but okay.
Taste Thomas
now,
on
now
her
here's
tongue.
The thing. If you're going to make their dreams come true, you should check where the dreams are. My dream is to have convenient placements for all the vinyl in my house.
Well, look no further, because on today's episode of While You Were Out, we set up a pen where your records can be displayed for all to see.
Thanks, evil announcer man. I appreciate
you. You're welcome. See, I knew he would absolutely love his new pad. That's what I made those decisions. You see, I thought the red tones might be a little bit overhead,
but... Oh, yeah, no, that looks great, Satan. I'm so happy about that.
Looking at it now, I think that was the right thing to do. Plus that 666 pedestal that all his vinyl records play on.
You know what? Prince of Darkness, it you get above plays rap. Records. You work really hard, and I appreciate you.
It only plays it. Records backwards, but you know what? I think that adds to the character.
Please continue, David, son of Satan.
She could taste Thomas on her tongue, absolutely loving the way he tasted to her.
It's just steam!
No, steam. Thomas is a Pokemon, now he has
machine.
To have a flavor.
Steam.
Don't
machine.
Say just don't say Steve Machine and I'll be happy.
No, that was the hit Daft Punk song Steam Machine.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a joke about me.
Which we also have here on vinyl. We put that one in your collection.
Yay!
Because we thought you deserved it. It's the Alive 2007 album, but you know it's really good.
Okay, I was it Digital Love? I need a copy of the Digital Love single.
Oh, well, that
oh my god,
like
you have
40.
Let me down so much!
It's like
Satan.
$40! $40, Steve! You know how much it costs to make this thing look the way it does?
Now, David, it's $3 for a 12-inch single promo VG Plus sticker on label on eBay!
But it's not even the right one. It's not the deep cut single.
I love negotiating with Cool Satan. It's awesome.
Just sitting there like a half burnt cigarette in his mouth and sunglasses on. He's like too drunk for this, but doesn't want to deal with it.
He's also wearing a Nirvana in utero shirt.
Just stop, man. I mean, we did a lot of work here. Don't you appreciate at least that?
I'm sorry. I don't think your show is going to go anywhere on a HGTV.
We're 8.9 in the ratings. That's the highest rating cable show on the TV. Don't you fucking sass me, kid.
Reed!
As Thomas shook and writhed, she kept licking him inside of her mouth. Soon, she began to taste something different. Something very different. Thomas was seeing stars from the pure pleasure Rosie was giving him.
Oh, Rosie, you are going to...
Suddenly, Thomas felt something rising through him, too fast for him to control.
Rosie!
Move out of the way! The Mexican food is coming up!
Oh, God. Rosie stopped, surprised by Thomas's cry. Then she felt something... what it says. Then she felt Thomas begin to spray his fluids in her mouth.
Somebody cut his brake line. That's brake fluid.
It's a Thomas the Tank Engine / pick. I think he's fucking Rosie from the Jetsons.
No, Rosie's not.
Oh, yes, Mr. J.
No.
Rosie backed up. She backed that fucking thick ass train up.
She's a fine mother tanker. Won't you back that ass up?
you watch her too.
Spray of fluids into her mouth at once. Rosie backed up, caught off guard. Thomas cried out as he released himself all over Rosie. She was absolutely covered in his juices, with some still in her mouth. Thomas was helpless to do anything more than shake feverishly.
The dog is not enjoying this.
Wailing as he released himself, dripping with Thomas's juices.
Okay,
Rosie felt.
I'm gonna take the dog out. After this is Sean being refereed by Val.
Okay.
All right, now that he's gone, I'm just not gonna read anymore. And Sean, go ahead.
No. See,
this is gonna be left in for him because he can't hear it. And when he listens to it, and Steve, I am watching you while you edit this. When he listens to it, he'll be like, "God damn it, Dave! Now I have to give Wolfenstein."
I'm not sure that's how it works, but okay.
That's totally how it works. And Val, I need you to hold him to it. All right.
Okay.
Wiggling as he released himself, dripping with Thomas's juices, Rosie felt very different. This was completely new feeling. It made Rosie feel a burning desire deep within her.
She was actually on fire.
She was literally on fire. Like there was a little poof, and right there it was on fire. That's very hot. Yeah. Never would she have imagined that she would be here, covered in her love's fluids and wanting more. She loved this feeling in a deep way. She loved Thomas more deeply than she could possibly describe, and she was sure he loved her just as much. He could never love her more than she loved him. And that's a fact, Jack. At that point, Rosie knew she had to deal with the fluids in her mouth. Tentatively, she swallowed them down. At once, a very strange feeling came over her. She began to feel weak-willed as she realized she had swallowed Thomas's juices. She was a gasoline-powered train, and he was diesel.
No!
Even more intense was the feeling that she liked it. She liked having him in her mouth and wanted to have him again.
What's with
this? Rose instinctively. I want more, Thomas. I want to taste you again. I need more. Thomas trembled as he felt Rosie's warmth beneath his port. Rosie? Rosie applied her lips to Thomas once again, this time beginning to suck harder and deeper than she had before. She caressed him with her tongue again, trying to coax him into giving her more of his juices.
Fuck refractory period!
She needed to feel them slide down her throat, needed to taste them and savor them again. As Rosie raked Thomas's port with her teeth, she felt him writhing from her touch. Ah, Rosie! You roar! More! Please! You're so, so good! Oh!
No, not the teeth.
Give me the teeth!
They bring pleasure to my spiked Satan dick.
God damn it. What the hell did I miss?
Give me Wolfenstein, Steve.
Okay.
All right, good. I'm glad we came to an agreement.
All right. Rosie hummed softly as she continued to suck upon Thomas. Thomas wailed as he shook.
Mr. Jack, oh yeah.
His modesty was the least of his concerns. Rosie was making him feel so incredible. The image of Rosie in his mind, coupled with the intense sensations she was making him feel, was threatening to overpower him.
Rosie, I'm going to you.
I'm going to go invest in the Southeast Asian market.
Oh!
I know. Rosie murmured to him as she licked him. I want to taste you, Thomas. I want you. Give me everything you have, my love.
You know, yes. There are people who I'm sure at some point have legitimately tuned in to listen to us and gotten aroused. Every single one of them is now turned off.
Yay! Wait,
I tend to do that with people.
Aww. Don't make this a sad sack. Don't make this a sad party.
Then Rosie moved as close to him as she could, taking as much of him as she could, nearly gagging. Rosie swirled her tongue all around his port, tasting him and sucking deeply. With one cry of pleasure, Thomas released himself into Rosie's mouth. Rosie began to swallow as much as Thomas's fluids as she could, swallowing in perfect rhythm to his release.
It was a four on the floor beat at 130 BPM.
The taste was unlike anything Rosie had ever experienced before. It was unique and special, just like her Thomas. She loved it.
No.
I don't think they really eat often.
Say her Thomas in a much more vicious voice.
Just like her Thomas.
Yes!
She loved it. Determinately, Rosie kept swallowing, ignoring the dizziness that came with the knowledge that Thomas's fluids were pouring down her throat, moving through her.
That's probably bad.
Rosie gulped down every drop that Thomas gave her, and then proceeded to use her tongue to clean up any remaining traces left over. Had she been aware of her love's reactions, Rosie would have noticed Thomas bucking and writhing upon the lift as Rosie cleaned him with her very sensitive tongue. Finally, Rosie backed away, letting Thomas come down off his high. Off of his high. When did he drop acid?
Yeah. At the beginning of this show.
So it's just about to kick in then.
Yeah.
Thomas was still trembling even after he hit the ground, breathing heavily and moaning softly.
David, don't get us sued. David!
What?
Potentially gift Wolfenstein.
Really?
Maybe.
All right.
Turn it off!
Wait for it, Steve. No, wait for it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know this is going to be edited out, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm giving something for the audience.
They also can't hear it.
Why can't they hear it? Come on, motherfucker, come on.
He looked so cute in Rosie's mind. Then she remembered how she had swallowed every drop of his juices and reconsidered. Thomas was more than cute. He was her love, and he had turned her on. Thomas, on the other hand, simply thought Rosie was hot.
Okay.
Well, she was on fire earlier.
Oh, true.
There was nothing else for it. She was absolutely incredible, and their love for each other was absolute. Rosie was perfect. She was also gazing at him with such burning lust and longing in her eyes that it made Thomas weak-willed. Thomas!
Stop!
Rosie breathed.
Keep going.
Ever closer to him as she spoke. Do you know how you taste it?
Like fear itself!
No? Would you like to?
Dear God in heaven, no!
Steeple's butt clench.
That sounds like a happy hour special.
Yep. Thomas is gonna get snowballed.
No.
Oh.
But they're steam engines. How does that even?
Who knows? Thomas kissed Rosie deeply and passionately, his tongue moving inside her mouth to meet hers. Thomas caught the taste of.
Hi, I'm Thomas's tongue. Hi, I'm Rosie's tongue. Shake hands, exchange business cards.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Thomas caught the taste of. He recognized his own fluids upon Rosie's mouth as he kissed her, tasted himself inside of her, and knew that Rosie had truly swallowed every drop he had given her, and she had loved it.
How can they love it?
The thought nearly made Thomas wish he were back on the lift, letting Rosie have even more of the juices he knew would release upon her slightest touch. So turned on was he.
He got so excited that his port got stuck in the ground and it ripped off.
Oh. Now I have this image of Thomas the Tank Engine like pole vaulting, but he's stuck. So he's just waving back and forth in the air.
Yeah.
Rosie was past pink, having turned a dark shade of crimson. She was terribly aroused, and now in need of release. She needed Thomas's touch upon her to truly make her evening complete. She wanted Thomas to make... Okay.
Yeah, come on.
You can do it. You can do it. I believe in you.
But you're back and do it. She wanted Thomas to make her come to him, to release everything else from her life except that one powerful moment. As Thomas carefully moved them backwards, never breaking their kiss, Rosie knew she would get her wish. Okay. Drop your fire. Hold on tight.
All right, next up is me being refereed by David, and then Val, and then we're done. We went over by a bit, but this will still be a short episode.
Not yet, Thomas. Kiss me. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know, I actually, I can't help but pucker up in my butt when you say that. The butt puckers are involuntary.
The butt puckers.
Please don't. I don't want to stick a bottle of sour apple pucker in my butt whenever you say that. That's not good.
I can help you with that, Steve-O.
Thanks, Satan. I'd rather go back to HGTV Satan now.
There. Welcome to While You Were Out.
Thomas and Rosie simply kissed each other deeply, intense in their passions for one another and not willing to let the other go. Their tongues swirled inside each other's mouths as they kissed each other, passionately giving themselves to each other. Thomas.
Each other.
Thomas kept kissing Rosie until he was sure she was ready to stop. The two broke away, clunk, and gazed into each other's eyes with pure love and trust. I feel like Ham Banana is going to come in and go,
and rape.
No!
And rape. Tonight.
Ham Banana, no!
You.
Rosie was blushing deeply, looking at Thomas with a burning desire. By Dave Rogers. She needed him now.
Thomas.
I know, my love. Just hold on tight.
Rosie, just hold tight.
Just fudgesicles. Hold the line. Love is always on time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Rosie felt herself rising up on the lift. Felt her becoming more exposed to Thomas. It's like one of those too hot for TV specials. And somehow felt his eyes looking her all over. Rosie blushed deeper, if it were even possible. She's a fucking train.
That can blush and talk.
and have sex.
Suck.
And she somehow liked the fact that Thomas was seeing her revealed to him like this. Trembling from I've done this joke already, patient. Rosie felt herself growing wetter and wetter. She knew what Thomas was to do with her, and she wanted nothing more than for him to do it. I'm sorry.
Do it.
Thomas gently licked Rosie's underside, moving slowly down and kissing her as he went. Rosie moaned, trembling as Thomas moved carefully along her underside, giving special care and attention to her in as many places as he could. There was no doubt that Thomas was making Rosie feel
so good!
So good!
So very good. Yes, I got it, Sean. I understand. I will gift Wolfenstein.
Yay!
Sean,
what's
your Steam name so I can send you Wolfenstein?
No, I want Wolfenstein.
We're already friends on there.
It's Wolfenstein.
Okay, well, I don't know if anybody else would want a copy, so I'll send it right to you.
Does that mean I also get maple whiskey as well?
Oh, yeah, I got another bottle.
Yay! Wolfenstein and maple whiskey? The only thing that can make this better is Pizone.
Well, you got those locally. I don't have to send them to you.
Well, you can still order it for me. And
David
I can go
doesn't
pick it
want
up.
Me to send him a Pizone. He wants me to send him poutine.
Pizone and Wolfenstein and poutine and whiskey.
Poutine whiskey, yep.
Poutine whiskey. Totally. There's your
poutine
next...
whiskey doesn't sound bad, honestly.
There's your next Kickstarter idea right there. Oh, God.
That's it, my love. Oh, wait.
That's it, my love. Just relax. Let yourself go. Moan for me, Rosie. Come to me.
Get her done. Thomas, you're so good.
Rosie whimpered as Thomas missed her port, moving near it but never touching it directly.
Eat me, Thomas. Please. I'm so wet. Thomas.
Trust me, Rosie. I know what I'm doing. Thomas murmured, then without warning, he nipped at a certain place on Rosie that he knew would make her even more aroused. Probably some part of the engine, I'm thinking. Rosie yelped, but began to moan as Thomas licked and kissed it feverishly. He was taking great care to make sure Rosie was not hurt, only wanting her to feel pleasure before satisfaction. So, while this is all happening, you're telling me nobody else in the train yard is noticing weird things going on? None. All right. I'll suspend.
Just George Carlin, and he's getting off to it.
Thomas drifted his tongue across Rosie's underside, kissing her and making her shake. Rosie whimpered as Thomas deliberately circled around her port but did not reach it. He was not ready for Rosie to release herself yet. He wanted her to enjoy this, wanted her to thoroughly enjoy her release when it came. In the meantime, he continued to kiss Rosie's underside, making her wail as he came upon certain spots underneath her. Rosie.
Each time they say whale, I keep thinking of like a humpback whale.
Hi, yeah. Link. I am the Deus Ex Machina of this game. Rosie was moaning with pure pleasure and a firm desire for release. Thomas was being so thorough, so detailed in his ministrations upon her. She was trembling as she tried to keep herself controlled. I don't know why I read whimpering as Winnipeg, but my brain went in that direction.
Okay.
Oh, good old Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I know.
Where I was born.
You were born in Winnipeg?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I didn't live there. I lived in the rest of shitty Manitoba.
She shook as Thomas's tongue began to move ever closer to that sweetest of spots within her.
To Thomas.
You're... Stop it! That was unintentional. Do you have a problem with how I pronounce M&Ms?
No.
You're going to make me make me
make me.
Oh, Rosie, are you going to orgasm already? It's okay, Rosie. You can do it if you want to.
Wow! Like,
I'll let you orgasm.
It's like, oh, are you going already? I guess, okay. Yeah, like, I was so disappointed in you.
You paid me for the whole hour, but I can go. I got errands to run. I gotta run a quick train up to Winnipeg. Thomas murmured to her, Rosie whimpering as she struggled to maintain control of herself. Thomas's voice was low and seductive, driving her wild. You can come to me, Rosie. The whole come to me thing is getting me, like, confused.
Yeah.
Real weird.
Should I turn you on even more? Suddenly, during Spinal Tap, everything was turned up to 11.
Thomas! Rosie gasped, trembling.
Trembling? God damn it.
Trembling, yes!
The maple whiskey is in me now.
Delicious.
Trembling.
Please, I really need to. Oh.
Oh.
The tank's box
stuff.
Do it, Rosie. Let yourself go. Let me get covered in you. Let me taste you. Soak me with your juices, Rosie. I want to make you orgasm so hard. You'll scream.
No. So hard, you'll scream!
Suddenly, Ice Cream Man! Ice Cream Man!
Thomas, please, eat me. It's too much, Thomas. Please. Ah!
I heard it
real
from downstairs.
Monsters.
Yes.
Last up is Val being refereed by Sean. David, are you alive?
He's
yes,
too busy.
I'm alive.
Okay, we're almost done.
I thought you were too busy renovating. Thomas had gently begun to lick Rosie's opening, tasting the liquids leaking from her port. She needs to get that checked. Rosie wailed as Thomas carefully moved his tongue inside of her, savoring her. He dipped his tongue inside her again and again. Damn it, you're not supposed to double dip. Lapping up her fluids with great care and sensitivity.
I put my hand upon your hip, but just don't ever double dip.
Rosie, you taste so good! Won't you come to me, Rosie? Let me taste you some more.
Thomas murmured, licking her port and beginning to eat her out. Yes, Thermos!
Thermos, please! Oh god, is there a Thermos fleshlight?
Oh god.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah, please do, because I'm reading right now.
And I'm reffing.
Yeah.
I want you to cover me! Soak me, my love!
Oh, need a shower.
I want you dripping off of me!
Suddenly, Rosie began to lose control.
Okay, so, real fast. Yes. I didn't realize Fleshlight made a product called the Quick Shot. It's a travel-friendly male masturbator.
Wonderful.
Post links.
Hold on.
Yes. Oh. Link.
It'll be a not safe for work.
Oh, that's cool.
That is really fucking cool.
Quick Shot Vantage. The jack off. Oh, that's nice. Okay. Where was I? Oh, the images of Thomas, thoroughly covered in her, combined with her intense feelings of inner heat and passion, overpowered her at last.
Thomas! I'm a thermos!
As Thomas has promised.
Stop saying promise. Thomas!
Thomas. Rosie screamed as she released herself. Thomas began to suck directly upon her opening, drinking her fluids deeply and reaching deep into her core to lap up her juices. Basically just like a dog.
No, she's or a train.
Blep, 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 blep,
it's
blep,
also
blep.
A thermos.
Yes. He could taste her upon his tongue as he lapped up all of her fluids, revealing in the way Rosie was bucking and rioting, struggling to release more of the tension that he had built up inside of her. Rosie was in a state of ecstatic pleasure.
She was static. Somebody used Thundershock on her.
No. She felt herself releasing her orgasm, felt Thomas drinking it up. I'm not gonna stop saying Thomas. I'm not gonna stop because you said it. And screamed as she came in even harder. Ah! Thomas was just too much. He had built Rosie up with his teasing on purpose, purely so that her climax would be big and powerful. At that moment, though, Rosie could not care. All she knew was that her orgasm was tearing through her with extreme force and making her obvious to all else. Even her catching on fire.
Push.
Well, said Thomas slyly, well. I didn't know I'd be making a stop in Tuna Town today.
That's an awful thing to say.
Yeah, like, seeing your vagina taste like fish? Like, why do trains taste like fish?
I don't want to know.
Don't cheapen this!
Ugh!
Hiss, Rosie.
Val, however, I think we need to explore other options for our marriage.
Okay.
God!
However, Thomas was not finished yet. He groaned into Rosie as he continued to lick her port, making Rosie scream as she came again. Rosie bucked and shook, trying desperately to let herself go completely. She just felt too good inside.
Too good!
Thomas kept eating Rosie out, smirking as he felt Rosie orgasm again and again. And again and again and again and again and again and again and again.
Come on, Rosie! You can come to me! Let it out! Soak me!
Let it go!
No!
Let it
no!
go! Thomas! I'm going to!
Hold on a second. So, you know, Val and I are the only adults in this house, so I need to go to Google for a second. Dog therapist. Dogpsychologistoncall.com.
Beautiful. Beautiful. At last, Thomas backed off, Rosie was carefully lowered back to the ground, shaking as she went. She was trembling, feeling weak-willed from her multiple orgasms. Breathing heavily, she saw Thomas smiling gently at her. All he had upon his face was pure love for her. Like, pure juices. The juices of love.
The juices loose.
Not from concentrate.
No. It's all natural, baby. He had pleasured her, had allowed her to pleasure him, and had made her feel so very good inside.
All in all, an 8 out of 10. Could have done better. Quarterly review next month.
It was the first time. So, everything he had done for her. Rosie began to tear up to Thomas's first surprise.
Thomas, thank you!
She whispered softly, kissing him sweetly.
Thank you for doing this to me!
For me.
Oh, fuck! Thank you for doing this for me. I needed this. I needed you.
I've got a plan to kidnap the president's daughter.
I love you, Rosie. I'll always be here for you. You know that.
I choose you.
Go away, Ralph. Nobody wants you.
I know.
Aw. Smiling through her tears, Rosie kissed Thomas gently on his mouth, slipping her tongue inside and enjoying them miserably.
Immaculately. It was an immaculate train conception, just like in the Bible.
Yes.
Jesus was a steam train.
Yes, because trains exist then.
I need to look that up now.
Thomas felt her tears on his face as she kissed him, blushing as she kept giving herself to him completely. Rosie needed to feel her love holding her. You don't have hands! Needed to keep him as close to her as possible, to rid herself of the memories that consumed her.
It didn't work, Thomas! I still remember them!
It's Thomas.
That's what I said.
Thomas!
She whispered to her love, upset.
You'll always remember them, my love. Never forget them. Just remember the good times instead of the bad.
Oh, Thomas, the memories! My brothers! Gone!
Was she from West Africa?
Oh, God.
The memories hurt so much!
Rosie shivered slightly as she remembered, tears silently falling down her face.
I miss them all so much!
They'd be proud of you, getting eaten like that by another train.
Thomas said quietly.
They'd be proud to know how well you've done. They'd be proud to know you're so strong and brave. That you're still being so strong for them. They'd love you as much as I do. Your brothers will all fuck you.
Hold on! Whoa!
Yes, you.
Okay, no. I was trying to figure out who was saying that. Okay, I figured out.
Yes, you were so strong and brave when you were blowing me. They'd be so proud to know how you swallowed all my train juices.
I'm disavowing all knowledge of this.
They'd have been pleased as punch.
And Judy.
Rosie shook as she wept, words failing her as she cried into Thomas's embrace. She knew that she was strong and brave, but she still loved that Thomas was always there for her to hold on to and support her.
Okay, Val, just out of fucking spite, I'm naming our first male child Thomas.
No. No. As she cried, Thomas whispered words of comfort to her, never letting her go and always being there for her, holding her. He kissed her brow and kept her close to him until she had fallen asleep. The end!
Thank you.
Wow.
That was the thing. Thank you very much, everybody. We're going on break for a month. We'll be back at the beginning of October with our long fic, My Inner Life by Lynx Queen.
Yay.
Which apparently is infamous, but I am not aware of it, so I'm going into this blind. My name is Thomas, and I've been your host for Friday Night Fanfiction.
Choo choo.
Jesus Christ, my anus is never going to unclench.
Jesus Christ, the train engine. He always vapes.